with Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God." And now, here's today's message.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Everybody say, "I'm armored up in the armor of God." All right. Now let's look at what he says. "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord." That means not being strong in yourself. Everybody say, "I'm strong in the Lord." It means the Lord is my strength. Say it. Say, "I'm being strengthened by him." Philippians 4:13 says, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." So if he strengthens me, then I have strength. And when he say, "Be strong in the Lord," that's something you can do. He wouldn't ask you to do something you're not able to do. So if he said, "Be strong in the Lord," then you can be strong in the Lord. Then he said, "Now be strong in the Lord and in the power." The word power there is the Greek word kratos. And it means manifested power, manifested strength, manifested might, manifested energy. It is the power to move things. It's the power to make things happen. It is power to destroy some stuff and the power to build up some other things. It's the power to resurrect and it's the power to destroy. I mean, he's destroying the works of the devil, but he's resurrecting something in your life. So he said, "Be strong in the Lord, receive your strength from him, and be strong in his manifested power. Let his power manifest in your life." Hallelujah. "And in the power of his might." The word might is another Greek word for power. The word is ischus, I-S-C-H-U-S, ischus. And it means power and ability and strength. It is the might of God. So he's saying, be strong in the power of the Lord. His power on top of power. It's great power. So he said, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. And then in the next verse, he tells you how to be strong in the Lord. He said, "Pastor, how I be strong in the Lord? Do I just say I'm being strong?" That's one way. You got to say it. A man have joy by the answer of his mouth. A man also have power by the answer of his mouth. A man have fear by the answer of his mouth. A man have poverty by the answer of his mouth. A man have riches by the answer of his mouth. You got to say what God is saying if you want what God has for you. So that's one way to do it. But he's giving you another practical way for you to be strong in God. He says, put on the whole armor of God. Put it on. The word put on means to take or to be clothed in. He said, clothe yourself in the armor of God. And you can do it. Amen. Put on the whole armor of God. In 2 Corinthians 6:7, Paul made reference to the armor of God by calling it the armor of righteousness. He said the armor of righteousness. In Romans 13:12, Paul made reference to the armor of God by calling it the armor of light. So when we talk about the armor of God, it is the armor of light. It is the armor of love. It is the armor of wisdom. It is the armor of everything that God is. If God is love, then it's the arm of love. If God is good, then it's the arm of goodness. If God is faithful, then it's the arm of faithfulness. Whatever you say about God, that's what the armor is. Amen. And in those two words, Paul used a word that meant weapons, instruments, or tools. When he said the armor of light, he said the weapons of light, the tools of light, the instruments of light. Or the weapons of righteousness, the tools of righteousness. You got some tools for right living. You have some tools that are designed to bring light into your life and to dispel the darkness. But when he got over in Ephesians chapter 6, he used a different word for the word armor. And this word just simply means the complete entire, the whole armor, the complete package. So he's just saying, don't just take one tool. He said, take the whole package. For instance, you take my toolbox, for instance. I got a lot of tools in my toolbox. Sometimes I go in there and I get a wrench out of there. Sometimes I go in there and get a screwdriver for whatever the task is. Whatever I got to do. I even got a hammer in there if I need to knock on something. If I need to hit something, I got a hammer in there. I have pliers in there if I want to hold something. You know, I got all kind of tools for all kind of different jobs. But when I get in a situation where I don't know what I'm going to come in contact with, I don't know what the situation or the circumstance is going to present, guess what I do? I take the whole toolbox. Like sometimes, CeCe's mama might want me to fix something or something like that. And she said, Greg, I got this here. Can you fix this for me when you come? I said, okay, all right. I don't know what that's going to entail, so let me bring my toolbox. So I'm fully equipped and fully prepared for the task at hand. So when God said, put on the whole armor, he's saying, take the whole toolbox. And that is everything you need for any circumstance, for anything that come against you. You got the tools that I have given to you to handle anything that comes up. The whole armor, the complete armor, the full toolbox, all of the weapons. So I ain't leaving no weapons at home. I'm not leaving no weapons back. I'm fully armored with every weapon that we got. Any weapon that I need is at my disposal. And then he tells you, right here, what the whole armor is. And he tells you why to put it on. Some people are not armored up. God don't want you looking like a hobo in the spirit. Well, God don't want you dressed like a hobo, like he ain't provided nothing for you. He wants you armored up. And he wants you armored up in the armor that he wears. He wants you armored in his armor, the armor that he provided for you as a believer. Now, look at what Paul said right here. Y'all getting this? All right, look at what he says here. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God. Why? Why? I'm seated with him in heavenly places. Why? I'm saved. Why? I'm filled with the Holy Ghost. Why I need the whole armor? Why do I need the whole toolbox? I'm raised up together with him. Amen. Glory. Amen. I'm walking in the spirit. That you may be able, capable. That you may be able means to have power, to be capable, to be strong and powerful. That you may be able to stand. God gives you his armor so that you're capable of standing against what is coming against you.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
You've been listening to Living by the Word with your host, Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I trust that you received the word of God that will change your life and make you strong. This message is available for a gift of $8 postage paid. If you would like a copy of today's message, call us at 318-442-8100. That's 318-442-8100. Or write us at P.O. Box 13195, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71315. We invite you to join us every Sunday morning at 8:30 or 10:30 a.m. and on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. for worship service. We're located at 4701 Lee Street, just two blocks off MacArthur Drive. Until next time, may God richly bless you.
CeCe, who is Jesus Christ to you?
He is the Lord of my life.